Hello and welcome to the Car Culture Podcast.
Nice action,
behind
there,
the
Alex.
Scene is what we're calling it. Dan's already jumped in. Dan, do you introduce yourself?
No.
Good. And with us today, we have Mr. the young man, Thaddeus Brown. Brown, Brown, Brown on Instagram, right?
One.
One Brown. How many Browns?
Brown, 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 one.
Brown, 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 one. Yeah, introduce yourself to the audience, please, Mr. Brown, Brown, Brown.
How many people listen to this?
Fuck you.
How did you get 202?
All right. Hello, 202 people.
Yeah.
Exactly.
It might be 203 now, maybe.
We'll get a couple.
Yeah.
So what's this? This is very professional for a new podcast.
Yeah, well, no, this is someone else.
Technically, it's not new. It's been happening since Feb, so that's probably 6 months, right?
Yeah, okay. We had a
newish.
Yeah, the first one we couldn't publish.
No, the first two.
Two? Okay, yeah. We turned it down a little bit since then. Yeah. You know, we cancelled the midgets.
Cameraman Thad,
yeah.
Video producer Thad, and friend of the Smoking Tire. Very good friend of the Smoking Tire as well, right? We met same time as Hash and Sid. We all met at WSF.
The place of dreams.
Yeah, yeah. Formerly known as WSF.
Well, for some people, that took tons of cash out of there, yeah.
You came from the US, right?
Yeah.
You've brought over some experience of the scene. We were talking to Sid about California being the like haven for car culture as well. How that kind of is the benchmark almost. But you're here now. You've been here for how long? How many years?
5 years?
5 years?
I don't know. It just kind of blends together as you know.
Yeah, that's a problem. And you're still to buy a fucking car.
I have a car.
What'd you have?
I have a Pajero. Who gives a shit?
Well, we ain't going to talk about Pajeros.
No, all right, we're going to talk about buying cars.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, okay, first topic, let's talk about buying cars compared to the US. Why not?
All right,
here's
the problem.
Okay.
Because the beginning of the pandemic thing, we went and looked at that silver Ferrari.
Yep.
Great. Red interior, flappy paddles, whatever. Yeah. 185,000 dirhams.
Yeah, you should have brought that.
I know, right? Now, the same car is listed on Abizzle by some place on the strip over there for $285,000. Yeah. That car is
dirhams.
Yeah. That car is not 100,000 dirhams better in 2 years.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
all of it's crazy.
Yeah. NSX, man. My NSX now is 250.
Like, your NSX is fucking bullshit. I don't think anyone's going to buy yours, let alone the fucking wing. It doesn't have an alternator that works.
No, but that's
VTEC separate. Doesn't fucking work,
no.
So it's not a Honda.
And the windows don't work.
And your fucking wheel fitment's poor.
But what's really funny is it is, unfortunately, because you're right. But cars have gone up in price.
It makes no sense. Like, R32s, all this stuff, anything of anything is overpriced.
Yeah.
Is it just because more people are sitting at home on their laptops and just going?
I blame fucking Americans. Sorry.
I think
in the JDM world.
I think
we know, yeah, for sure. We can definitely take
the 25
that
year.
Yeah. But I also get it because if you can't, you know, you couldn't have something for so long and then suddenly you can have it.
But it's also an age thing because you couldn't have it because you were young. People like our age now are in our 30s. We can afford cars.
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. We've got a bit of dosh on the side. Let's buy that big wing boy.
Yeah, and if you haven't traveled for a year, you got an extra couple thousand bucks here and there.
Yeah.
Did you just say, let's buy that big wing boy?
Yes.
Fucking hell.
But here's the thing. I see like the R32s at $80,000, $90,000. Is a stock R32 a $90,000 driving experience?
This is a very good question, right? And I'm sure I asked Andy this in another case where I was talking about the price of an R34 GTR. They're stupid, $200,000.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I tell you what, it ain't a $200,000 car.
No.
It doesn't drive like a $200,000 car.
Yeah, but the dream is, do you know what I mean? Like the best car in Gran Turismo was a fully modded R34. You could do that big high-speed loop.
He lives in JDM.
Yeah, but that's my point, that all of us who did Need for Speed, watched the Fast and Furious and played Gran Turismo, right? They knew this was Godzilla, right? There was was Underground 2 or 1, the best car was a GTR, right? The 34. Now, 25-year-olds coming.
Mm.
People have got money. People have been sat at home on their laptop doing bugger all. Right, and if you've managed to get through this time period without losing your job, you're thinking, I've not gone out and done much. I've not done a holiday. I've got some money burning a pocket, a hole in my pocket. I might go $500,000 for an R34.
I would not.
Too much.
Yeah, it's way too much.
Way too much.
And as much as like I would like an R34.
We all would.
I wouldn't. I really. Unless I had.
Who wouldn't?
Shit tons of money. There are better cars out there to purchase that are going to bring
GT4s.
You much more. Enjoy. I'd probably, it's a bold statement. Like, I think I'd rather spend, so a non-armored spec GT4 is just over 400,000 dirhams.
It used to be 315.
No, no, they're more expensive now.
The lowest I saw was 280 in the middle.
Yeah.
Oh, for a year. Oh, I'm talking brand new.
Oh, brand new. Okay.
So, with the club sport package,
which is what seats?
What's that in dollars?
120, 130.
Yeah, it's up there.
So, you'd be lucky to buy a good clean.
That should be GT3 money, in my opinion.
The prices of cars have changed all around now, though, haven't they? They have generally gone up. Like,
even like, you've seen probably on Johnny Lehman's things, like there's G wagons. People are asking
$185,000
over. God. Like, it's chip shortage, all this, all that. But I also think people are just kind of Bitcoin. Everything's an investment now. Like. Dude, these are used cars.
Yeah.
They're used cars.
To Dan's point as well, like the car was not in the best shape and isn't a good one. And most of these cars selling for this money aren't in the best shape as well, to be honest. Yeah.
No.
They're not an investment if you want to drive them, because I know this, fuck me, the amount of money you spend on them. Like, if I've been lucky to buy cars at good prices, but I guarantee you, the day that I sell them, I ain't making money on them because I tried to drive them. Mm. Like, and to keep them on the road, it is expensive.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think this whole thing of investment got blown out of with the air-cooled Porsche stuff.
Yeah.
Don't like, get me on this fucking.
When everyone's like, you got to have an air-cooled. I know he's here. He probably bought right, though. But everyone had to have an air-cooled Porsche.
Yeah.
And then all of it kind of became its.
It was all Seinfeld.
See, Leno, and I'll tell you what, the whole air-cooled Porsche thing is an absolutely perfect example of it, right? Like. I don't even know the prices of 964s, and yet they do look very nice, and I love the way they're styled.
Here, I think,
but tell me, like, if you can get a used GT3, like a Gen 1 991, which has got to be better than it is.
Oh, the PDK one.
Yeah, that doesn't matter, man. Yeah. Well, it's just a better fucking car, like so.
No, but it's not. If you come up to Cars and Coffee and want to show off, and what's that movie, Californication, right? He drives a 964 on that. That's why it's like watches. It's cosplaying. I want to be a better person than I am now. I want to pretend to be.
I just want to buy and drive a decent car, right?
You do, like, but that's not
and
the
they're
market.
All priced too much because wankers are buying them and not using them. They're driving to Cars and Coffee, and that's it.
Yeah.
They're taking their 488 in third gear, never take it to the track, and just to show off. Or they flip their GT3s over and over again, and they're in that loop.
Yeah. It's a sad fucking world we live in at the moment, isn't it? When it comes
for the
to
car guys. People can't afford cars.
And now EV is coming, so we're going to lose.
I think it's sad for poor people.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's get into crypto and midgets, Alex.
I'm already there, mate. Small coin.
But the I love watching all the auction stuff and seeing what's going for what. And it's madness. But there's a lot of cool stuff from the 1950s and 1960s popping up as people die and things like that.
Because McLaren F1 compared to 250 GTO, because that's the big question, right? Because the McLaren F1 is only on the way to the moon, using the meme. Like, it is 20 million, 25 million maybe for a McLaren F1.
That car's not worth 25 million of driving experience. For
I don't
sure.
know, it's pretty cool.
I rode in it.
But the 250 GTO was the car, or the Bugatti Atlantique, those were the cars. I guarantee they're going to be, like, those ones, the 50s, 60s cars, are going to go, and you're going to get all these cars going up. Because I guarantee, I don't know I'm guaranteeing everything, but the R34 Z-Tune, the last of the great Godzillas, with the GT500 engine, right?
Yep.
Those things are going to be the next 250s. McLaren F1s are going to be the next 250s.
In the future, for sure.
Well, the future's a few years away, I say.
But so in the old school stuff that's still decently priced, like $30,000, whether it's 100,000 dirhams.
Like what?
Like a 1957 Cadillac in black, a huge wing and everything, is way cooler than you can drive for anything for $100,000. 100,000 dirhams.
But is that
it's
what you
slow
want?
As shit, but you win Cars and Coffee if you're going to win
if that's
Cars
what you're
and
for,
Coffee.
Yeah, it's better than a fucking 964.
Yeah.
Another 964.
Or this man's SC. Is it an SC that you've got?
It is an SC, but that's the thing. So you're talking about GT3s. A GT3, a 991.1 GT3 is still more expensive than an SC. Believe it or not.
It's a better car.
I don't disagree, but yeah.
I hope we got that.
Oh, he'll turn it up and figure it out. If not, we just cut it out. Porsche's shit.
Yeah.
No, but I think it's some of the driving experience values like are out of whack. Like
that's what you should be paying for, right?
Like the Ferrari 360 is not a 300,000 dirham driving experience. It's just not. or paying more. It's just, it's not. There's better things. Like the GT4 for the same money is way fucking better.
Yeah. Or the Supra, because we've still got your boy the Supra.
Like, there's other better things for money, but it just doesn't, like, make any sense anymore. And for me, like, I like cars for an adventure and a thing. It can be anything.
An experience, right?
Yeah, it can be anything. Like, driving around Italy in a little shitbox is just as fun as...
And that's, I think, one of the problems here, because this is Car Culture AE, right? An AE. There's not much to do. You can do Jace. You can do Hafit. What is he going to do? Sit in traffic and shake his eyes. There's not, like... Because I just came back from Cape Town. Cape Town is... fucking stunning, right? And the roads are ridiculous.
How many times did you get robbed?
No, but I did get stuck in South Africa for one day. But my point is that, like, the roads there are
Hold on a second. How many countries have you been stuck in accidentally? You're stuck in Bahrain for weeks.
He lost his passport.
All right, anyway, sorry.
No, but, like, what are you going to do with a classic car here? That's, I think, one of the problems.
Yeah, well, that, you know, and then... Not using the car hurts me as a car person.
Yeah, yeah, I know.
It hurts me to the core to see, like, your 720S, which is awesome. All it does is go to, you know, what's
JBR.
Cafe Rider.
Yeah. No, but that's a car person. They normally go JBR.
Yeah.
I used to live in Marina. There is the highest quantity of fucking Hurricanes in the world. Every Tom, Dick, and bloody influencer has a Hurricane in Marina, and he wants to drive it at 3 a.m. as fucking fast as he can across those bridges. That's what he needs to do, or she.
Yeah, like, it's you're it's wasted. Like, if you're blasting up the Great Fujairah roads now and doing the full loop every other couple weeks, and yeah, that's fine. But for the most part, I feel like cars are just wasted here.
Mm. Compared to California as well, right?
Oh, yeah, like... Yeah.
Even in L.A.
Yeah, you just, like, there's so many different places to go, things to do, road trips. Like, you want a road trip here, you're done in how many hours?
You've got Oman is the only one that, but no one's.
Is Oman open yet?
It is just open now, yeah.
Okay, because that drive to Musa and Dan's awesome.
But drive to Iraq is like, oh, do you like straight roads? I got straight roads for you.
Let me show you.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, but I don't know. It's a car should be like adventures and stuff like that. And
experience machines.
Yeah, and it's tough here because there's not that many things to do. Because
you've been here for 5 years, and you've managed to not have a car. Compared to California, where you came from, you probably... What do you have before you come? You had that Fiat ST, right?
Yeah,
my little... So that's a good point.
This is on...
The smoking tire, yeah.
Yeah. I'm sure I saw... I was watching something where... it might have been about the gym. I can't remember. Oh, no, it was 86. And Matt was saying, RST is much better than this. And it was a tuned 86. I don't know if it had a turbo on it or if it... No, it was a TJ Hunt one where he had...
400 horsepower, the supercharged thing.
No, it was when he put race fuel in it or something and had like a tune on it, yeah.
Right.
And like Matt scared the life out of TJ Hunt in his early days, right?
Yeah.
So when he had a lot lesser following. So it was quite funny. And then he was like, oh yeah, our Focus ST would absolutely whoop this.
For sure. But that's my point, that you had a Focus ST here. You've been here for 5 years and you've not had the enough of a desire to get a car. And I think it's probably the city's fault a little bit.
Yeah, like, I think the most fun adventures I could... The next big car things I would like to do would either be one of those self-drive safaris in Namibia, and you drive whatever they have. You know what I mean?
It's whatever Land Cruiser they've got.
Yeah, whatever they got. And like, all right, cool. You know, this is a car adventure. The car is the tool to get you where to go. It doesn't really matter what it is. And the other ones, they're both off-road, funnily enough, is...
Italy?
Italy.
Yeah.
It's all... There's a route through Italy from, like, the mountains up there all the way through all dirt roads.
Yeah.
Through the whole country. Like, that'd be awesome.
Take a rental.
And the new Ferrari Puro Sang, whatever they're going to call it.
Oh, the Urus.
Urus or Maserati, whatever.
Yeah.
Which will probably be the fastest selling and the biggest selling Ferrari.
Aston Martin are now no longer in trouble because they make an SUV.
Yeah, that's the other thing that really fucking pisses me off as well. It's such a sad world that we live in where manufacturers are... having to build 4x4s to
You can thank Porsche for it, right?
Yep.
It's not thank Porsche, it's thank the fucking people.
The audience.
Really, like, let's be honest, because...
I know why. I think I know why. All right, here's my thesis. Sports cars used to be bought by more people because sports cars were one of the only ways you could really show status on road and off, and, like, not on the road, right, with your friends. Because if you drive a sports car, you've made it, it's a status symbol beyond just being a sports car, right? The problem with, like, 4x4s, well, they were really good before. However, they were massive drawbacks. They drove like crap. They were normally diesel. They were just lots of the different reasons you wouldn't want a 4x4. Now, you could get a big, angry SUV like a G-Wagon or an Urus or whatever the DB, what's the Aston called again?
DBX.
DBX, thank you. You can have all these things with a really good badge, and you don't have any of the drawbacks of driving a sports car.
Badge doesn't make a fucking car.
It does, because if I'm status symbol, I want to show off in an Aston Martin or a Lamborghini, right? But the problem is most people don't enjoy sitting this close to the ground with an angry car they feel like wants to kill them.
Back to my thing.
That's why.
The 57 Cadillac Eldorado for 100,000 dirhams is way more showy than a Urus.
Yeah.
Way more. Like, when I was on my way to the gym this morning, there's a guy in this old gray step-side 1950s Ford pickup. I'm like, that's kind of cool. Just coming around the roundabout, like, you'd never.
But does he have AC? Probably not.
in this country, though, it goes so much further having a car like that versus a everyday Hurricane or something, right? Like, we've seen most of the car shows. We're going on to that. Let's talk about the culture or the scene in the US versus here, because you've seen it here, you've been to events here. What's your thoughts on the difference?
Okay, difference between the scenes. There's like more activities and adventures to go on in Southern California. Here's a very small place. There's only so many things you can do.
You say there's more niches in California.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. There's like
different kinks, because I like that analogy you used at one point.
Yeah.
Because you can get real kinky with cars.
Yeah, there's like just different, and you can, the cars that show up at the top of Angeles Crest at the Good Vibes Breakfast Club, whatever, at whatever the name of the old place is that's for sale. Newcombs.
There we go. Sale, California boys over here.
Sell for $8 million fucking dollars. Anyway.
Okay, whatever.
Anyway. But you go up there and you see all kinds of weird stuff. It's not like here you'll see all of the new things.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It takes a bold person to go, like, go outside the box. And
well, you've got big driver,
you know, giant wings Dubai on drives. And,
but Dubai Drives, for example, that's a thing that's kind of helped coalesce the not supercar scene.
That's the coolest kind of thing that I've seen lately, at least, you know, going with people and doing stuff.
Things with non supercars.
Can I comment?
Yeah, I was about, literally. Like,
we'll revisit the conversation when we take you to an event.
Back to the differences.
The best event was the one that you guys did forever ago with all the super low car.
Mate.
Yeah, because
that was quality. Yeah. That was some a curated cool show. Shit,
but that was a niche as well, though, right?
Like, yeah.
And there was one. Niche.
Thank you for that.
Yeah. But I want to go back.
You were one of the judges, weren't you?
Yeah, with some South African guy.
Yeah.
But like, I kind of want to go back to super low cars on airbags and giant stereo systems, big chrome wheels, like proper 1990s shit.
I've got that itch as well. What was the magazine called again?
Our magazine, because
Max Power Reunion. That was
England's
massive.
Different to America, right?
Yeah.
How many times have I sent you like Civic hatches and things like that?
EJs and EKs.
See the fucking price of these cars.
I know. What the fuck? You can't even buy a Civic hatch anymore.
It's like box. No.
No, so then that's like, then where do you go next? So I'm like, okay, let's look on Hemmings or whatever, like 1940s, 1950s, and you have to go like weird stuff, like
proper kinky.
Yeah, like a Corvette ZR1 from 1993. Sexy still.
C4, C5?
C4.
Because the C5, you can make it look like an RX-7. Then
C5 is the swoopier one, but the C4 is all like, whoosh, like a big knife.
Sorry, this man trying to make things look.
But
like
you can't buy an RX-7 anymore.
Yeah, no, that's true. Yeah.
You can't buy any of that. So, 90s Escalades, big wheel spinners, giant stereo systems.
I'd be all about that, to be fair. Yeah,
it'd be fun.
I think it'd be a lot of fun.
That'd be a good scene. That'd be a good fun, like
just airbags.
No, but just imagine the cars here, like Ultimas and Maximas.
Well, like, if you're gonna drive up JBR with your windows halfway rolled down and blacked out tint,
do it because you haven't got AC.
You might as well have a really loud stereo system. And like really cool wheels, like not driving.
What music are we banging?
I was listening to Outkast on my way here.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, so that's the cruising culture should be cooler here. Is what I think I'm trying to get to.
Oh, less obvious.
Like,
is there a cruise culture here?
Yeah, JBR. What are you talking about?
Yeah, but it's all patrols.
It's a car park for a reason.
JBR and Jumeirah. The problem is they use it for different reasons.
Picking up women. Yeah, but that's what we did.
But that's what cruising was for.
I was going to say, that's what we did when we were growing up, right?
Yeah.
Like, that's the big mistake. People thought girls like cars. If you're watching this and you're young, they don't.
But yeah, so there's no difference here, really, Ahmed. Like, I just think there's a generational gap. Like, we did it when we were, I don't know what the US is like, but we were doing it when we were When did you pass your test? 17?
17.
17, yes. Yeah,
you're so provisional. You get
like 17 to 19 until you realise
if you're not into scooters, then you've got a...
Scooter's 16.
Yeah.
No That's way. It. I never did that game.
125cc.
I was driving at 16.
Yeah?
Yeah, proper. Like.
So going
like,
back to...
Oh, I was driving in the village, but not legally. So, but I lived in the village, right? So you'd never have any police anywhere.
But like, it's like... Getting your driver's license was like a huge deal back in the day. I don't know if it is so
now.
No, because you're on social media. Why do you care?
Like,
fuck off.
If I was 16.
I'm not, I don't agree with it, but I think it's the truth. Like, what, the reason people like cars is because they didn't have to stay at their parents' house, right? So a car was an escape module from your parents' world. It was your space. You're in control. You pick up your mates and do whatever the fuck you want. You go through the drive-thru. You get to do that, right?
Yeah.
You do whatever you want.
Go street now, race in the middle of the night.
Yeah but
street
now,
racing just, and picking up girls. That's what we wanted to do when
go
we were
go to different
right?
parties, you know, listen to music.
Yeah. Now. Yeah. I don't know.
No, take get the Uber.
Now we just feel like boomers, kids these days.
No, like, I think having the right cruising car is probably what I've been missing.
Missing, yeah.
Because it'd be a lot of fun. We'd all jump in the car,
yep.
all ride around, listen to old 90s.
As well, so you've got like eight people on the back.
Yeah, exactly. Chilled out. Because we're not going anywhere fast. There's no...
Going slow.
No. The only, you know, the only other thing we had fun playing with was the, what do we call it? The Dubai 300?
Yeah, the off-road. Yeah, the off-road experience. So let's set this up, right? So there's do we want to put this on the podcast?
Yeah, public? Who gives a shit?
Okay. So
no one will listen anyway. So
yeah, exactly. 225 people are about to get by.
But so maybe we'll get a
24
couple.
Hours of lemons, right? This was the first thought we had. So
I like this idea.
So the 24 hour.
You know the 24 hour.
So let's introduce the 24 hour lemons. So anyone who doesn't.
Why
know,
isn't it here?
Yeah. 24 hours of lemons is a joke because of the 24 hour of Le Mans. So rather than using state of the art sports cars, you get a set amount of budget.
It's capped, yeah.
Yeah, you get a budget. You have to only spend that money. You make the car safe and you run the damn thing for 24 hours in an endurance race. Now, what me and Thad were thinking about was one, why is that not here? Number two, you do it off road here. Right.
Yeah, and there's no laws there, so it doesn't matter what you drive.
Yeah, there's
then,
so
right?
many cheap Range Rover Sports.
You'd get 5 feet really quick.
Yeah, but you'd be having fun though, right?
Like, but that's the point. How fun would that be? You get all these garages, like the Toretto garage. You get all the garages in the Middle East to build their own car.
I love that analogy as well, the Toretto garage.
Yeah, you get all the different garages in the UAE and even in the region. You set them 25,000 dirhams, buy the car, make it safe. You have to go from here to here, 300 and something, the Dubai 320, whatever you call it.
Yeah.
Right? That distance, whoever gets there first wins.
I'm just trying to think what people would never stick to a 25 grand budget here, would they? They'd just say 25.
But that's why you've got like...
Well, that's like Lemons does penalty points. So you can show up in your NASCAR, but you'll have a million penalty laps. Yeah. So you never actually win. So you can just kind of... I don't know if here has that component of silly of doing that. Maybe people it's a strokely American thing. Like, we would have a lot of fun getting the cheapest Cayenne we could find.
Your Pajero, just take that.
And just like, and just slamming it through the desert with a bunch of people all going this way and that, pretending we're on Dakar Rally, or the Camel Trophy from back in the day. That would be a lot of fun. You break down, you help your friends, whatever. Then you get some stupid trophy at the end.
Well, you'd also get a brand involved for like support vehicles.
You just get too busy. Involved.
Do you know what I mean? You'd get support vehicles and just like have them follow everyone, fix their broken car.
You touched on it there. It's sense of humor. Is there enough people that have sense of humor here?
Well, you've seen our comment section. No.
No, but it's in, you know, if you add up all the costs of like going to a track day, tires, wheels, brakes, blah, blah, blah. Like,
Man.
Is it, especially the track days here, do you get enough track time? Do you have...
And everyone's turning up in a GT3.
Yeah, like, it's not fun to be passed by a GT3 all day. Like, you kind of want to have a little bit of silliness and, like, some enjoyment. So, I don't know.
So let's go back to, what should we touch on now, Alex?
Well, I say the second feather in Mr. Brown 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 1's hat is content. And I think every single person in this room has either created content or has an opinion about content. You've created content.
In it, right?
Yeah, we are. You've created enough content to have a decent opinion I think we should hear about. What do you think about car content? Start broad.
Broad?
Of course, wide, right? That's a wide question.
Why not? Let's let Thad take us down the avenue he wants to take us down.
I don't know. There's like, it's been fun to watch it evolve over time.
Yeah, because you've been like...
Yeah, because when we started doing this stuff, we're like, we're going to make, this will be our sizzle reel to get on television. And that was our goal, to like make cool stuff to get on TV.
Yeah.
We did that. We made cool stuff. We got on TV. Then we dealt with producers and people you have to answer to. They're like, well, fuck this. But TV was paying at the time. Yeah. That's who you would actually like get money from. No one was like, well, you do YouTube? What is this?
Now so it's then flipped.
And then it dipped down to like just the cheapest content possible. Then if you've noticed, some of the vloggy people now are doing super high production again because they have the cash and brand support.
Well, and Casey Neistat kind of showed that you can do cheap content well.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? Well, like outside of like auto stuff, he had that 800-day vlog? 800-day vlog of like, it was on a phone, but it was good content, right?
Yeah, it's just churning it out. And churning it out is good enough to keep people happy.
Consistency.
Big
like one.
The biggest thing is like, I get home from work on whatever day I want to see the Car Culture podcast or listen to it while I'm making dinner.
Or the 308 build, because you turned me on to that 308
build. Yeah, I love
it. It's really fun, the K24 swap. Yeah, I know the car because Dad told me to watch it. And I've been watching the series, and it's really good. Like, it's a quality build, right?
Mm-hmm.
The person presenting is teaching me stuff, like a lot of things that I didn't know about.
Mm-hmm.
And it's well-produced and it's entertaining. And it's fun to see something controversial because it's a wide-body 308 Honda swap turbocharged K24. You're having a good time here. Do you know what I mean?
Everyone's putting K24s in everything at the moment, though.
Yeah, it's cool. It's Chevy block, whatever.
It's proper cool.
Small block.
Like, and
or the Hondas, LS,
right? Like, Hondas are cool in my eyes.
Yeah, like, Hondas are super cool. Like, I would be so happy with a slam Civic hatchback to just rip around.
Just can't fucking afford it.
I know. If there were more people watching this, we could get someone to donate their car to Young Thad.
I can't think of anything else later that would be like the super light
86, man, if I'm being honest,
slammed kind of old 86 or your 86?
No, old 86s are slow and they're very expensive now, but I think the 86 is going to be the next platform for building fun stuff.
It just needs a better engine. Just needs a better
engine. But that's my point. Once it gets cheap enough, they're like 25 grand now, right? 25 grand for,
imagine our little shitty Le Mans thing with a whole bunch of GT86s, Alfa Romeos, and
the Safari. We had the guy who built a Safari 86 spec, right?
Yeah, he spent a fair bit on that, though. But again, that's going through other garages and stuff. You can kind of cut costs if you were a garage or a workshop yourself.
The best GT86 I was in was a Crawford tuning one.
Okay.
At 400 horsepower, yeah. 400 foot-pounds of torque. That thing ripped.
So we saw one yesterday at Time Attack, and it sounded phenomenal. But my experience with these engines and...
Because you had a supercharger, right?
Yeah, it's... They're just not built for it, unfortunately. Yeah. If you can make one semi-bulletproof, be a phenomenal car.
But they've got such high compression, they just don't respond well to force induction.
Oiling,
right?
As well on track. Yeah. Like, they're just...
Oiling what? The actual block itself, not the supercharger?
No, like, so like oil circulation.
Yeah.
So I knew people with NA cars that blew their cars up on track.
Oh, okay, right?
So... But, I mean, and that's going to extremes and stuff. But I think that out the box, they're a great car for definitely for a throwaway price in this region at the moment.
Yeah, you keep your foot in it, drive it fast. Yeah, everywhere.
You want to talk about experiences? Civics are silly money and they're broken, but 86s, you can pick one up for cheap, manual, 25.
You can get all the parts for them here.
Yeah.
And, you know.
Yeah, like the 86 with some good rubber on it. Then, you know, get all the oil to one side, blow your engine.
You'll be smiling, though. The thing is, they do. I had a BRZ and it was great fun. Like, still kind of regret selling it. Like, I'd have it again, 100%.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, but there isn't anything else,
you wouldn't,
right?
Supercharge anymore, would you?
No, I wouldn't, no.
It's like, it's just a little bit not powerful enough. Like, the supercharger puts you here. You need to just be, like, half the distance.
The new one, man. Yeah, the new one's got me thinking things.
Yeah, no, it's too much. Then you can't rag it on track and bump it into things.
Well, wait for the new one to be an old one.
After that, though, we're dead.
Yeah, exactly.
There is nothing else. There's nothing else on the horizon, right?
No, they're electric cars.
Unfortunately, what's the rule in the US? When do you know when they're saying
2035, right?
Yes, it's too soon. Yeah. Is the problem?
It's not going to work.
And does that mean no new?
Well, they've introduced that new law in California: no more ECU tuning, right? So they're gonna ban stuff
RPM
before
RPM Act or some shit.
I don't know. That's only probably just California, right?
Yeah.
No,
that is California. The RPM.
But no, it doesn't have an ECU.
No,
an old car with a carburetor.
So
50s so cars, man.
I'm telling you, we'll get some 50s Cadillacs, cruise around.
We're gonna get cigarettes.
By the time electric cars come, sleeve. They're gonna be fucking money, though. That's
that's what I'm saying. Like, you smoke shisha in the car, have a great time.
The world record for driving across America was once held by an Egyptian who put a shisha in his own car. The driving across America, he had a shisha put in his car.
Fucking no idea.
How do you know this?
How good is that?
Is there a guy that comes from the boot and just kind of refills the charcoal?
It was like a dash mounted shisha. So you're going, just driving love across it. America as fast as you can, just fire.
What was he driving?
It was some sort of 50s, 60s car. I don't know. I'll find it, yeah. But yeah, it was an Egyptian man in America, drove across America with the world.
But there's something cool about a giant boat, all metal beast of a car that you don't get anymore. Like, I don't know. Yeah. I'm reminiscing about big muscle times and things like that. Mm. But
you don't see many of those as well here, actually. It's interesting. No. There's a big Jap scene, but there's not much American muscle. Not that much. Mm-mm. Right?
Where do you reckon, where do you reckon the Jap scene came from here?
It's the same thing video games, man. Yeah. Like, we have one shared culture. It's Fast and Furious and video games. That's exactly it. And they were cheap and they were quick.
That would be good. Mitsubishi Eclipse, the turbo one.
Go on, Ahmed. You got something?
I was going to say that in Kuwait, you'd have a big American scene.
Yeah.
I think it's difference of...
Well, they're closer to the US, aren't they, right?
Yeah, they were more...
No, what do you mean? They are culturally, yeah.
Yeah, culturally,
oh,
yes.
Oh, culturally. Right.
Yeah, yeah, Jesus Christ. Okay. I'm Iraqi, man. Don't...
Iraqi, English, and what?
Romanian.
Romanian. No,
that's just trouble.
There's a bit of
Romaki. Go on, Ahmed. Go on, you were saying.
Yeah, so I'm not sure why the JDM scene here is big here, but I don't think it was introduced as strongly as in Kuwait, for example. But Kuwait has a strong old JDM scene. Like, a lot of 240Zs are in South Kuwait as well.
I think back in the day, Datsuns were sold here quite freely. There was a Datsun dealership in the UAE, I know. That's what some people are saying, that I think the heritage comes from that. They can remember their, you know, dad.
240, 260, 280s.
But I don't know where the Skyline thing came from.
Yeah, because there's a big old Skyline. R31s, I've never seen so many as here.
Just anything old and Japanese. Like, I don't. Back in the day when they're doing the right to left conversions, I think maybe it's just the street racing culture. I don't know.
Or possibly the spillover from the patrols and the Land Cruisers.
Possibly, yeah. Because it, you know,
and cheap imports, because you're quite close to Japan, aren't you?
And cheap, I guess, enough. Yeah, they were just like, we'll convert everything to left-hand drive.
Because I've seen 34s with conversions, man. Like, that's a guy who made a mistake at some point in his life.
They're still around, man.
That blue one? The Pilot?
Oh, that was one of my friend's cars.
Okay.
I thought you meant another blue one, we know.
Did he sold it for 300, I think, the Pilot.
It's good money for it.
But he brought it for two, but he put a lot of money into it.
Yeah.
But the guy that owned that, the Emirati guy, now has a right-hand drive black R34.
It's pretty strong. So it's pretty cool.
And I think I know what he paid for it as well, so he's winning on it.
And 32s aren't that much yet here, are they? Because I keep talking to you two about 32s as well, because you were thinking about one. I said, talk to Dan.
They were cheap. Like, when was lockdown?
Just 2 years ago.
I guess that's a long time, right?
Timing's
but they were like 120.
Man, I haven't paid more than 60 for a
32. See what I mean?
So, and you know, now I think they don't really come up for sale anymore. They used to be like maybe a year ago, 80, I guess, for a semi.
That's still like nice money.
It's good money.
Acceptable.
But I think I've known people that have paid more than 100. I don't know where the price is now because it's all become quiet. It used to be public, right? You could easily go on Instagram and you would see all those for them
GTZ, whatever it is, that guy always selling cars.
Is it group? Anyway, something you know. There's various pages, but they were probably around the last public price is around 80. So many people keep asking me, can you find one? You can.
I think I did.
But the problem is there's too much education in the scene here. And we've seen, actually, so the knock-on from the US side of things, right? So the US, unlike, obviously the prices have gone up, but they understand the real value of certain things. I've seen, I can't remember what it was recently, we saw some like Supra wheels, maybe it was, Mark II Supra wheels or something, which, 300ZX, and they were priced at like, how much were they? 3,000 dirhams. And I'm like, you know, Now everyone here just thinks everything JDM is expensive, where it's certain things that are expensive. So I think the 32 market's, GTR market's gone here.
Yeah.
It's dead. It was people from Canada and the US were really pushing to buy 34s 2 or 3 years ago, and they were buying anything unseen, left-hand drive, sending it to Canada, keeping it there.
Wait 2 years.
Yeah,
that's the biggest mistake.
Well, I think Canada, you can kind of register it, but what they were doing is that they were kind of keeping them and trying to sell them into America and saying, listen, we'll keep it for you for X amount of time here. But I think unfortunately the market's kind of, you're not going to find one for the good money.
Even on the Japan car traders and things like that, where you browse.
Oh, those
and
the auction signs of the pictures.
Gone. Yeah, it's gone. Dead. I also feel like it took the Japanese people a really long time to go, these are like
they
expensive?
Don't want to. No. There's articles written about how quite a few different people have said, we will refuse to sell them out in Japan.
So do you know what? They actually, all the dealers had an agreement. So not to...
Or exporters, you mean, right?
Yeah. Well, it was just showrooms in Japan. They had an agreement to say, we're not going to sell GTRs to any outsiders at all. But then what happened was people in Japan were buying them themselves and then selling them on. So they were like, well, we need a piece of the pie, right? So
you can't stop it.
Yeah.
Because they're going to be the hottest car. Everyone knew it was coming. It's like a tidal wave you can see from over there. 25-year-old GTRs.
But you're right. They're not worth the money that people are paying for them. But when EV comes around, they probably will be. Like,
if you're allowed to still drive them on the road.
You should be able to.
Have I driven anything full EV? I've done like the hybrid EV mostly kind of things. And it's fine as a toaster. Like if you want to like just get around in something, like go point A to point B, it's fine. But.
Because you think we're going to hot rod hybrids?
I don't know. The coolest thing is like the Lunaz design people. Have you seen them?
No.
They take these big 1920s, 1930s, Rolls Royce, and they stick all that electric shit in it.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's kind of cool.
That's the cross between, right?
Like, yeah, that's like the car, the body itself is the artwork, and it doesn't really, no one cares about the 1929 Rolls Royce engine.
But even like 240Zs, they've had engine slots for a long time. So I'd say even them, like, fine, it's a different kind of engine, but I can see them slipping into electric at some point.
It's about the driving. Like, I think... If I was fabulously wealthy and I lived in London, I would like to drive my 1929 electric Cadillac or electric Rolls Royce into the center of town.
Yeah.
That would be super cool.
Plug it into a Tesla charger.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, go do whatever rich people do. I've been in them, but I haven't driven them.
Opinion of them? Soulless, right?
Yeah. It's an appliance. Yeah, they're fast, but that's like the byproduct of the thing.
It's a consequence, it's not the point,
But it lacks the sound, it lacks so many things like gear changes and stuff like that.
But does the Porsche have soul in?
Oh, yeah, I've been in the Taycan. Yeah, I did a whole video series about the Taycan. I went to Saudi in the Taycan. That's cool. That, like, has the little digital sound. They're all stupid fast, though.
Yeah, but stupid fast is the right way of putting it, because, I don't know, man. Like, the 86, I've had it for 7 years, and I love ripping the crap out, ripping the crap out of it. And... it's fast enough.
Where he has his gloves.
Yeah, I've seen the gloves.
Yeah, I've got two sets.
The tints could be darker.
but like, what am I going to do with 0-60 in 1.9 seconds? Apart from kill people and myself.
That's the thing. Like, getting every last bit out of the car, driving up the mountain road. That's the enjoyable bit.
Limiter.
And that's why GT2 RSs suck, because it's so easy to go everywhere.
I like them.
You go too fast everywhere. It's too easy to go
it's
fast.
It's jail time car.
Yeah, the 720S, the same way. I love it, but like, that's not for me.
Do you own a racetrack?
No.
Yeah, exactly. If there's any way you can
read. Did I just pay 5,000 dirhams in fines when I re-registered my car? Yes.
Where were you going so fast in a Pajero?
Everywhere.
How did you get that fast?
Alex is just jealous because he hasn't got a car that works.
Yeah, I got an AC.
I've got an 86, mate. You used to have one as well.
No, but that's it.
Yeah. It's like, that's the thing of like using the machine that I fell in love with cars with. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, that's the fun bit.
Yeah, I think we're dead. No one has made an electric sports car yet straight up.
Well, Tesla did. The first one, the Roadster, right?
Yeah, but that was terrible.
Oh, and then there's that new one. What's that? Croatian car? Rimac.
Rimac?
Yeah.
If you can I still think don't think electric cars are going to give you that
experience.
There's no gear changes, number one. I'm not even talking fucking manual.
Porsche's
right?
got two gears.
But like being fast isn't everything. Yeah. Like everyone sells up the fast, the instant torque, the things like that. But that's not.
But that's all they've got to hang their hat on.
Like I had at the beginning of this year, I rented a Ferrari 348 in Los Angeles and drove up Angeles Crest. I had so much fun in this thing, and the new Honda right? Civic is faster than it. But it's like the engine sings, things yeah. are like, it's manual steering. Anything with manual steering is a buy, yeah. I think now. Anything with a stick is a buy.
Because you know the McLaren's still got manual steering, right? All of them.
No one's buying a McLaren, though.
Not because of reliability, but I can't afford one anyway, so it doesn't matter. Don't
look fucking stupid. Don't want to look stupid. Like... I don't know, like, this is one thing maybe Porsche get with their market. I don't know, like, what? Who fucking buys a McLaren? I don't get it, right?
It's
like,
not Ferrari.
Porsche have a certain type of people. Lamborghini have a certain type of people. But who buys a McLaren?
I think it's the serious sports guys. Do you know what I mean? It's like they don't want to be pricks in a Ferrari, so they buy a McLaren.
I think that's the only downside, I think, of Porsche. Just feel like a prick driving one.
Right? Well, you feel like a prick in a Ferrari and a Lamborghini. Like, so.
Porsche makes an awesome fucking car.
Yeah.
They make an amazing car, but like it's not.
Don't want to be seen in it.
The problem is the people that buy it.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know. That was something we said about Ferrari owners for the longest time. That's the problem with
Ferrari.
Yeah,
but Ferrari Classic owners are different. They're a different kind of wanker. Like they're a wanker, but they're a different kind of wanker, right?
I think my favorite wankers to watch driving around are the Lamborghini wankers because I have one of them.
The new Lamborghini ones, right?
Yeah, the new Lamborghini wankers because I have a guy in my building who
has a Huracan?
Has a Mercy. No, what's the Aventador? Two. Oh. Two of them. Every night
why
at like...
Why would you buy two as well?
Like? I don't know. But every night at like 11:50, he can't get up the hill to hit the button. So it's like... Rrr, 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 to try to scoot forward.
How much the clutch is in those things?
I don't know. It's not good. But they're my favorite kind of car wanker, I think, at the
yeah,
moment.
Yeah, why?
They're just over the top. The American ones the most, though.
Yeah.
They're generally like big, juicy New Jersey guys, gold chains. Like,
nice.
Yeah,
you're hilarious. From Jersey, aren't you?
No.
Florida?
I was born in upstate New York.
There we go. That's it, yeah.
Yeah.
But it sounds like the people I want to be hanging around with, right?
They know how to party. Like, yeah. They have a good time.
See?
No, it's the best Lamborghini guys are the Japanese Lamborghini guys.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about, right?
The neons.
He was
Everything in Japan's better, though, to be fair, right? Like,
apart from they don't have a good time in Japan.
Who?
If you know, the Zonda. That poor thing. They molested that car. It does not look good anymore.
Well, the Japanese people are crazy. Like, there's the one guy we did the episode about for Slash Drive. He had like 9 2000 GTs in his building.
Oh man, it's fucking minutes, right?
Like, yeah,
that's the first $1 million car, right? First $1 million Japanese car.
He had some really cool stuff, cool stuff.
But they always seem to fly under the radar as well, the Japs, right? Like, it's not. I guess it's just a different world, right? Like,
Well, it's a language barrier, if I'm being honest.
Massive, yeah.
Like, I like to spend a lot of time on YouTube, and you need to fall into a hole to referred to, because you can't search for it.
The only Japanese content you find is, like, English-speaking.
Best motoring.
Yeah. Oh. I love best motoring.
It's the best. Especially because the thing I always send to Thad is, like, and I send to you you guys as well, 90s best motoring, F40 versus NSX versus 33 on track, and the guy span is F40, and you're like, oh my God, that's $1.5 million.
I'd still rather have an F40, mate.
I remember, like, I was talking with some car people, like, probably early 2000s. They were talking about, like, what to buy next or whatever. Like, man, the F40 is $350,000. That seems like a lot.
Yeah. McLaren F1s used to be less than $1 million.
No, it's bad.
People used to complain because you had to do the service with a laptop. You have a compact laptop that only that 90s laptop is the only way to do it. And you have to replace the...
Windows 7?
No.
Before that?
95.
MS-DOS, right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And the fuel tanks are bags and you have to replace them. Yeah, but you could get them for less than $1 million.
Well, I just listened to the Spike's Car Radio with Bruce Meyer on it, who's the best person ever.
Good plug.
Yeah, he's the best person ever. You know, but he was talking about how he passed on a 250 GTO for like $8,500 at the time.
What?
But like, I guess
it happens, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So then back to what we were saying, like things are priced too much. Yeah. What's going to move and shake out of things?
But back to
now?
What we were saying before, that investments, man. Forget investments because it's about driving. It's about enjoying the damn thing. Right?
It's nice if you can sell it for what you paid for it.
But you won't. Because you don't. It's not just that. It's the money you put into the damn thing.
If I sell any of my GTRs, what I paid for, like, I'll be pissed.
Yeah, but how much money have you put into them as well?
Yeah, that. I mean, that. Do you know what I mean? That's true. That is a problem, right? Yeah. Like, but I always think that's part of the enjoyment of owning a classic car. Sometimes it's a bit. It's not frustrating here, but you see some. Let's say we take someone with a brand new GT3. Like, there is no. All you're doing is you're paying your loan on it, and you've probably got free servicing and everything for the. I don't actually know how Porsches work, but let's say for 2 years.
Service and warranty, 5 years, whatever. Sure.
Yeah. You know, like, that's an easy life. Owning an old car, it's not an easy life because A, you don't know what's going to go wrong when, and then the second part is like even finding someone here that's competent enough to work on it. Oh. Then part supply as well, right? Like.
I've been waiting.
Where's the window trim for an R32? Or what's the black shit that goes around the?
Don't even get me on this bullshit, right? I paid $700 a side for this thin. Would you have it on the Sylvia as well? It sits. Yeah, basically, it sits on the window. It's basically like window trim. The glass goes into the top of it, but they get old and crusty, and it's $700 a side. Which I gladly paid for because it was OEM genuine stuff. Yeah. But
what's his name? The Seen Through Glass on YouTube, yeah. Right? He just spent £4,000 on 360 buttons,
sticky buttons.
Yeah, because all the Ferraris at that point,
and your Maserati,
my Maserati had. Remember. You know, I tell you something that was fun, and you shouldn't. Like, I shouldn't have told, but whatever. The Ferrari service guy was like, "I know a way of cleaning this. You get oven cleaner, and you spray oven cleaner with the button, and it comes right off."
That's what I would do.
Yeah,
if I bought the 185,000 dirham 360, 100% do that.
Yeah, it did have sticky buttons as well, didn't it?
Yeah, a little bit.
Because it's the worst car to steal, because if you touch anything, your fingerprints are everywhere.
Well, you'd be all right, because you have your racing
driving gloves.
See?
Now you know. Now you're thinking.
See? Head of the curve.
Okay, so Thad, you got a Pajero. What are your car actually buying? Let's put you on the spot.
Like a new car?
No, the next car. That's not a Pajero.
Like, we need to give him a budget as well. It's really hard. Got
150.
Let's go. Dirhams.
What would you actually spend your money on?
185,000 dirhams on a McLaren and a Ferrari 360 silver.
Now 285.
No, the thinking long and hard about this and checking my favorite classified site.
The German one.
Yeah, the German one.
Yeah,
that's the good one. Anything older than 25 years old. Mm-hmm. But think about things that you like in a car. Like, it needs to be, I think, manual steering. It's got to have a stick shift. It's got to have some kind of driving pleasure. It can't be priced out of whack.
Yep.
You know, and you have the brands that you like. Porsche has gone a little crazy.
About 924, 944.
Yeah, but that's not. It's not what your poster kind of car thing. One, I got to fit in. The other one, I got to fit into it too. So there's that problem.
Can we just cut to a picture of Thad being big?
So it brings me down to, like, price and things like that, but the thing that I'm gonna try to get next be a 348 hardtop GTP.
The one, the blue one.
Not the blue one.
Not the blue one.
No, there's like other ones floating around in the world, but I think it's unloved and it's priced correctly right now. It's not.
Why is it unloved?
Because there was the Testarossa. Like, it fell into the shadow of the Testarossa, and it was an evolution of. Like the 328 a little bit. People don't, I think
pre-modern Ferrari as well, right?
Yeah.
Because like, you have a tattoo, don't you, Mr.? Yeah.
And Enzo still, like, approved the car. So I think it's not loved yet. It's priced right.
You drove it in
California. I've driven it. I've ridden in one. I think it hits a lot of good marks. It's not fast, but it makes the right noises.
It feels fast. It feels fun.
Yeah, it's fun. Like, I don't, like... It's so easy. Like, the Tesla Uber will be faster than it, but who cares?
Yeah. I mean, even the Camry probably, and that's fine.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. That's not the point.
Let's ask Alex the same question, because he's probably going to go, I own my.
Well, what's really funny was that I remember we went for beers at one point, and it had been a while, and I was there with you and Nick, and were you there as well, Hash? Oh. And I told you guys, like, I bought my NSX, because I've been talking about it for 6 years, about buying an NSX, and I was like, whatever. I'm like, no, I bought it. Here's a car. And I remember that was the moment you were like, oh, shit, I have to buy a car now. And hasn't Mr. Nicholas as well bought himself a 944?
Yeah. Got a good deal, I think. But it's a right-hand drive, which, I don't know, whatever. He's got different things.
That's a different thing.
But it's better than the Ford Ranchero thing he was on about. I was calling people in America all the time, like, hey, tell me about your Ford Ranchero.
Why?
I don't know. He likes it. He likes it.
But people the more like the Ferrari, I get the NSX. Honestly, you can make a case for even with a wink. Don't say anything. But a Ford Ranchero.
But like,
what? You think I've got a problem with your wing?
Oh,
where did that come
from?
Can
we have a supercar at the end of all of this? We're all dead. Let's just make a supercar. But yeah, the Ford Ranchero.
But if you know, you go back to think of what you can get that's not crazy price. It's in.
It's still fun.
That's still fun. Like, your cars are gone. The R32s are gone. Yeah. Like, there's not a lot of things that are still a strong, reasonable price.
You can buy. If you want to buy something really broken.
Yeah. I'm not.
Really broken.
Basically, the whole world's fucked when it comes to cars. That's it.
It's car culture. Yeah. Is.
I think it's kind of like dip
we need
again,
to shift.
Right?
What are we doing next? Watch culture. We can change the watch culture.
I'm telling you, man.
Wing culture.
1950s, big, slow things.
Slow culture.
Or things with big stereo systems, like Escalades and spinners.
Not even drops.
I'm on the whole JBR spinner thing. That'd be great.
Yeah.
All right, let's do it.
Yeah, I'm down.
That'd be good. Rather than doing 24 hours of Lemon, do a 24-minute cruise of JBR.
24 hours of JBR.
24 hours of JBR is brilliant. Yeah. See how long you can go until the police come.
They're there all the time, right? Yeah.
Do they even make spinners anymore?
Yeah, they make a Supreme spinner. I don't know if you saw that recently.
Oh, really? No.
Yeah. Right, that was like literally last week or the week before last.
You put Supreme on anything, man.
Like anything big and black with chrome wheels on it is pretty cool.
All right, I think we're about to wrap up. Thad, was there anything that you want to tell 225 listeners out there? Anything you want to plug, maybe?
Smash that like button.
Hit like and subscribe.
Like and subscribe, yeah.
Yeah, and they can follow you on the Instagram as well, brown1. All of you probably follow us anyway if you know this podcast. But thank you very much for having us, Thad.
Guys.
Dan, thank you for being Dan. Ahmed, and that's a wrap.
That was a nice way to finish, Alex.
Yeah, I think we gusto.